You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Yeah, I know you always wanted to be a racer, race car driver, didn't you? Well, you drive like it in the morning going to work. Okay. All right, that's enough of that. But actually, there is a guy in IndyCar, you know, about Indianapolis 500, and they race during the year and stuff. Now, this is his legitimate name, and forevermore, he will have to be, you, everybody will have to say, this is a real name, Stingray Rob. He's not a movie character. He's a real person, young guy. In fact, he may end up being the Rookie of the Year in IndyCar 500 Rookie of the Year Awards, okay? He's driving an IndyCar series. His number is number 51, and you will notice his car by the Bible verse that is on the car, John 3:16. Got an opportunity to ask Stingray Rob, why did you do that?
Well, I'm going to start with my story. You know, I've grown up in racing, and one of my big inspirations coming up to the ranks was actually not a motorsport athlete. It was Tim Tebow. And seeing him wear the John 3:16 eye black during the college national championship inspired me to also share my faith through my career in racing. And so I feel like there's a movement that's been set out by Tim that I can continue in. And so I think that it's important to use racing as my platform to glorify God with my actions. And, you know, racing is just a side effect of all the amazing doors and gifts that God has given me so far in my career.
Wow. Loving Stingray Rob. I bet you didn't wake up this morning thinking, you know what? I'm going to get to know a guy named Stingray Rob who races cars. Oh, go Stingray. Let's go.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
Passover, first day is, and the original Passover, the Israelites, of course, were instructed to put the lamb's blood on their doorpost, mixed with hyssop. I was like, I've seen hyssop in the Bible. It almost sounds like it's used as a brush sometimes or something to drink. Hyssop is an herb, has a beautiful purple flower, has the oils in it, I guess. They get from it. It has medicinal properties, and they used it quite extensively in those days. So you think of healing when you think of hyssop, and it's used in the Psalms and stuff like that. So they were instructed. And, of course, the angel of death was going to pass over the homes with the blood on the doorpost of a lamb. Right? Very significant, I think. You know, be out there. All these dads or whatever, the heads of the Jewish families taking and putting the blood of the lamb across, and as it dripped down, as I'm sure some of it did, onto the soil, you know, emulating what would happen in the future. I mean, the Passover has incredible detailed correlation to the Lamb of God on the cross. It's just phenomenal. But they did it on their doorpost, of course. It's recorded in Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. Dip it in the blood. In the basin, strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. That's what the cross of Jesus said. I thirst, and they gave him hyssop to drink. So every little detail is concerned there.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at a short genealogy. Really, and isn't that the worst? You feel like that? Like, let's check out the genealogy in Matthew. Beginning of Matthew is probably one of the most famous. But they're all famous, and they're all very important. Why are they there? The names? Well, genealogy, very important to the Hebrews, of course. But besides that, God has a message in there. What? In the names of the people in their genealogy. You know, names were very important, too. Adam means man, basically. From Adam to Noah. Noah means rest and comfort. You have somebody like Jared, which means shall come down. What? You know, it's funny when you start piecing it together. It's amazing because it only makes sense after the cross. The genealogy from Adam to Noah. And it only makes sense after the cross. That just gives you chills about how much God cares for you and how much fun he has being a creator and a healer and a restorer. It's incredible. All right. So you got Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, and Lamech, and Noah. Now, if you read what their names mean in succession, you have man, appointed, mortal, sorrowful, the blessed God shall come down, teaching, his death shall bring the despairing rest and comfort. Wow.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Passover begins today. Very significant in the life of Christians and the crucifixion of Jesus and, of course, his resurrection. But a lot of that, I mean, the blood of the lamb, you know, the way it was done, the use of hyssop is just amazing. In Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 12, it lays out what the Hebrews were to do with the lamb. In one house it shall be eaten, it says in verse 46. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if ever bone was breaking, but imagine they were pretty careful since God said not to break one of its bones, right? So here we are all this time later when the Lamb of God is on the cross, and a Roman crucifixion probably was not that uncommon to break a bone, to hasten the death. And they did that in two of the people that were on the cross. You had the two thieves, of course, on either side of Jesus. And they broke their bones. But they came to Jesus and they realized, and this is recorded in the Bible, they realized that, well, he's dead already. And so very significant. I said, every little thing in the Passover is relates. I mean, it ties in to what happened all those years later. It is just absolutely phenomenal.
The Sound of Life.
Somebody said something. I read this recently, I guess, and it's made an image in my mind. I'll never get it out of my mind. And it's about foster kids. And God bless the system. And there are people in the system like Sandra Flack who are just doing an incredible job, you know, in around the Capital Region and stuff, just linking churches with the municipal agencies and stuff. But they said, you know, typically you got like what? Picture your daughter, 6 years old, standing in front of a house that she has no idea where she is, no idea who it is. Everything she owns is in a garbage bag that she's holding in her right hand. That is it. And she's going into this situation because, well, something way beyond her control anyway, you know. And that is really the case of foster kids. But then enter Nigel Murray, a 17-year-old kid, happened to be on the other side of that door one time 4 years ago when this new foster brother arrived holding a trash bag of ill-fitting clothes. And this guy, Nigel, man, he's a fashion-loving high school senior. And he kind of had an epiphany, and he said, I really felt for him and the other kids who have to go through that. I thought I could do something to change things. A 17-year-old. I'm going to do something to change. Because he's looking and relating to this new brother of his. That's what changes a lot, right? So his parents and him, they started a nonprofit that supplies clothing, toiletries, books, toys, and other essentials, all stuffed into brand new duffel bags for children in foster care. It's called Clothes for Kids. The clothes is spelled with a K, and the 4 is the number 4. Clothes for Kids. They're out in Las Vegas. That's where Nigel lives. And they got a couple of locations, and they have distributed, thanks to their partnership with local social services, over 2,000 bags. That's 2,000 foster families affected by just something like that. And he loves to go shopping for these kids, take care of these kids. And, you know, he said, it's made me more grateful for what I have. He's going to study business at UNLV, and hopefully wants to expand the reach, and it gives him joy to provide to others. I think God kind of hardwired us to do that. His mom, what was your initial reaction?
My initial thought was, oh, you know, this will be a little project.
Yeah. Cute idea.
Yeah, cute idea. We'll help. And it just took off.
Wow.
And it was such a great need. Yeah. And so I'm really, really proud of Nigel. And I think one of the things is Nigel is passionate because he likes clothes himself. And so it was really a thing of like, Mom, I can't imagine
being in that position.
Clothes being too small or too big. And so it's so awesome to see. See, when he packs these bags for kids, he is specifically looking for, because we get to do it for each child as the community gives him money, which is awesome.
Yeah.
When we get a request for a bag, he gets to go shopping.
The Sound of Life.
First day of Passover, and I realized, well, I'm not Jewish. Well, I tell you, there's a big connection because the Passover goes way back, of course, to the days of being held captive in Egypt and coming out of that. And I mean, that's a long time. And then, you know, the Hebrews celebrating Passover. And then, of course, the lamb was very big in that. And then God's lamb on the crucifixion day that we will remember as Good Friday. And then the resurrection, of course. Wow. There's so much in that. It's amazing. I'm taking little details that are in it. Every little detail is incredibly important. And I'm learning, too. It's amazing that one of the Levitical laws in the Old Covenant in Leviticus chapter 21, verse 10, the priest back in the day were prohibited. Well, under the old law, you're prohibited from tearing your robe in anger. Interesting. It must be a human nature thing to just, I guess it was a popular that you just ripped it. Probably wasn't that hard to do in those days. But no, not the priest. Right. But then again, Matthew records that the high priest tore his clothes, saying he has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? That was during that mock trial of Jesus. Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. Isn't that interesting? So the high priest was breaking the law. It became very evident because he tore his clothes. It was a very symbolic thing. And of course, we all are lawbreakers under the old covenant. And he didn't realize that that blood of that person, Jesus, standing in front of him, was going to provide the forgiveness, the covering for all those sins. It's pretty amazing, I think, when you think about it.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
We all know, we all confess, and we beat ourselves up, I think, too much, you know, with our prayer life. How's your prayer life? Well, it's terrible, you know. We always could do better. Of course we could, you know, and God knows that. But here's something that's very practical that can help you. A tip from Cup of Joe Morning Show right there. When you just, you know, it's something to do that's good anyway. Something that we used to do on the PA system in, well, at least I remember elementary school, it faded out pretty fast after that, was Bible reading. No kidding. Absolutely. Usually the Psalms. Reading the Psalms. They offer a wide variety of prayers about every imaginable human need.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.